2025. They'll try and break that tie. Look at our tail of the tape. Thayer Bobcats averaging 62 points per game. They allow 46. Now listen to this for Republic. They average 63 points a game. They allow 49. I mentioned in the open, this should be a great game. These are two very similar teams. Republic has got a great perimeter shooter by the name of Brindley Hagwood, who last night in this tournament went over the 1,500 career points mark. And, of course, for the Thayer Bobcats, it all centers around Devin Harrington. Devin Harrington scored his 1,000th point for the Thayer Bobcats last night. So I expect this is going to be a dandy here tonight. By the way, only two losses for Republic this season have been to Nixa and Springfield Central. The only two losses for the Thayer Bobcats have been to Melbourne, Arkansas, and Rogersville. And by the way, all those teams I just mentioned, all state ranked in the top five in the respective classes. All right, we got about a minute after we tip it off here. We're going to go through our starting lineup. First up for the Republic. I keep looking at their jerseys. I say Repmo. For the Republic Tigers, they will start with Brady Blades, a sophomore, wearing number 3. Carrion Golden wears number 4. He is a sophomore. The senior outstanding player, Brindley Hagwood, wears number 10. Number 15, their big kid in the middle, C.J. Yule and Davin Parks. By the way, Hagwood had 24 points in their win yesterday. Ewells had 18, and Parks had 10. For the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be Easton Pitts, the senior, along with Devin Harrington, Brandon Prince, Hollis Decker, and Cooper Clark. And for the Thayer Bobcats, four players in double figures last night. Easton Pitts had 22, Devin Harrington added 16, Brandon Prince had 13 last night, and Hollis Decker hit 4 threes and had 12 points in the game, and when I had Cooper Clark in there, he had 6 off 3 big offensive rebounds early in the game. Let's step away, and they'll be announcing the starting lineup here. Tell you what we'll do. We'll talk about some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters. Your Thayer Bobcat boosters include Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer. 417-280-7466 for Big D's Barbecue. American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Ward Family Dentistry, Grant Ward, DDS in Springfield, Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, Toyota of West Plains, and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, just south of your Thayer Bobcat booster. Thayer Bobcats meet a visitor on the scoreboard as the number 4 seed. They're wearing the green uniforms tonight, trimmed in white and black, and it'll be a Republic wearing the white trimmed in the orange. They will be the home team on the scoreboard tonight. It's the number 1 seed, Republic Tigers, number 4 Thayer in the semifinals of the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. We'll step away. We'll be back with your tip-off in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
And we're back, getting ready for the tip-off. Thayer Bobcats, Republic Tigers, and Devin Harrington jumping up against C.J. Yule. Yule, by the way, just a little bit bigger than Harrington. See if he's got the same hop and the same quickness on that hop that Harrington has. Bobcats around the circle, Republic around the circle, and we are about ready to go. And the tip is up and controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Easton Pitts brings up out of the backcourt for Thayer, who will immediately get into the half-court offense. He'll swing it left side to Prince. Prince bounces top of the key to Cooper Clark. Clark over to Harrington on the right side. Now to Decker at the top. Decker wings it over to Pitts. Pitts back to Prince. They're running that weave, looking to get somebody open on a break in the middle. Now Easton Pitts has it on the right side wing, working against the defense. Takes it to the top of the key. 10 seconds on the play clock. We are under a play clock here. 7 seconds to go on the shot clock. Pitts pulls up, throws up a 3. No good. And rebound taken by Hagwood for Republic. Swings it on the right side for Govan. Govan, dump it inside C.J. Yule. He shoots and scores. He gets it down there. He is unstoppable. Young man had a great game last night. He scored 18 in their win last night. Bear Bobcats down too early. Has the ball in the half-court set. Cooper Clark on the right side. Trying to throw it down in the corner of the pitch. Ball knocked away by the quick hands of Kieran Govett. Knocked it out of bounds. And Fair will inbound it on the side with 23 on the shot clock. Bringing in Easton Pitch in the backcourt. 6:57 on the game clock. 20-19 now on the shot clock. Pitch moves off to the right side on the wing. Getting off the screen. Goes down to the baseline. Elevates. And, oh, he stepped out of bounds before he made a pass. Tried to penetrate and dish it back out top. And Easton stepped on the end line before he could get the pass away. So Thayer with a turnover. And Republic with the ball up to nothing. 6:44 to go. First quarter. Hagwood swings it on the right side for Blades. Blades out top to Govan. Govan looking to penetrate. Moves up the right side. Gets stopped. Gets it back outside to Blades. Three-point shot is up and good. Brody Blades, the sophomore, hits the first three-pointer of the night. And Republic on top, 5-0. Mayor Bobcats. Hang it on the left side for Brandon France. Wrap around pass to Clark. Clark hands it off to Easton Pitch. Easton looking to penetrate. Gets to Harrington in the corner for three. That one's no good. Rebound by Clark out to Decker. Decker moves to the free throw line. Couldn't find the shot. Only 13 seconds on the play clock after Harrington's shot failed to draw iron. Here's Pitch looking to penetrate. Pulls up. Fires a jumper. No good. The rebound is controlled by Govan for Republic. Gives it up to Blades in the corner. Now back to Govan, looking inside. Nobody open there. Hagwood has yet to attempt a shot. Now give inside to Ewell. He puts it up, no, but a rebound off the hands of a Fair Bobcat and will go out of bounds. Ewell actually looks like with about 2 inches on Devin Harrington and probably about 40 pounds. He's a big, good-looking athlete. Now the officials getting together on the near side talking about something. Not sure what it is. They seem to agree. And we're going to go. Republic inbound the ball. Hagwood dumps it in for Park. Park out on top. Goes to Hagwood. He's looking to penetrate. Goes down baseline. Slips. And travel. Oh, how is that not a travel? Ewell gets the rebound off the missed shot and scores. How in the world was that not a travel? Ewell with his second bucket of the night. And Thayer with the ball down 7-0. Bobcats has yet to get anything going offensively. Deckard out top over the pitch. He's going to shoot again. That one is off the rim. No good. Rebound Ewell. And here comes Republic. Hagwood on top. Wings it on the right side for Govan. Govan dumps it inside to C.J. Ewell. Goes to the bucket and scores. Another thing you can do. And now Coach Smith wants a timeout to talk about it. 9-0 Republic with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30. On the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Well, we're back here at Bolivar with a Thayer Bobcat with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter have yet to score. After scoring 28 in the first quarter yesterday, Bobcats haven't been able to hit the broadside of a barn here tonight. Harrington Pitts have both attempted all the shots, and nobody's got one to go yet. Bobcats with a basketball in the half-court set. Decker's got it out on top. He'll give it to Cooper Clark. Bounces one down inside to Harrington. Turns, shoots, and scores. Devin Harrington with a nice move. Gets that one to kiss in off the window. And the Thayer Bobcats are on the board. It's 9-2. Republic with the ball. They dump it down to Ewell again to the right side of the lane. He gets back out and around on top to Govan. He goes in. Gets a pass inside to Parks who scores. That was a nice play there by Govan to penetrate in the dish. So a wide open man under the bucket. And Republic up 11-2, Thayer with the ball. Decker bounces it, top of the key, to Cooper Clark. Coop gives it up the pitch, now over to Brandon Prince. Prince hands it to Deckard on the left side wing, out to Harrington. Down to 14 on the shot clock. There's a give to Prince. Prince sends away the defense on the dribble. Gives to Harrington, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Clark, challenges the big man inside, puts the shot up. No good. Harrington with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Evan Harrington with his second bucket of the night. They are back to within 7 here, 11-4. Republic with basketball off the right side. Got it to Blades. Blades back to Govan. Haywood has not scored yet. In fact, he barely has had the ball at all offensively. He's got it now. Pulls up 3-point line. Fires and scores. One of the very best players in all of Southern Missouri, Brindley Haywood, with a three, and that puts Republic up by 10 here with 3:18 to go in the quarter. Thayer with it. Pitts swings on the left side to Harrington. Devin looking to penetrate. Goes down the baseline. Swings around to Deckard. Open for a three. It's good. Boy, the Thayer Bobcats needed that one. Hollis Deckard with a three. Brought to you by Ozark Health Store, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer back within 7. And here's going, ooh, in the lane. Pass is knocked away from Ewell by Harrington. Bobcats fronted him and got behind her. I thought that ball went off of Ewell's. But it'll be Republic ball. Haywood will trigger it in to the right of the glass. Got into Ewell's. Outside to Govan. Govan looking to go in the corner. Now swings it around to Parks. Devin Parks will give it to Haywood. Haywood, a little step back on the dribble. Looking against, work against Easton Pitts. They are playing a 2-3 zone here. And Republic continues to go around the outside of it. There's the give in the corner. Got it down there for Blades. Down to 4 seconds. Haywood shoots a three. It's good. Just for 4. Well, shot clock is fired. Brindley Haywood, his second three-pointer of the night. Back to a 10-point advantage for Republic. Thayer needs a bucket to stay close. Harrington with it out top. Feeds it over to Brandon Prince. And now Decker. Decker bounces it down outside to Cooper Clark. Cooper. Dribble drive, and he gets fouled by C.J. Ewell. Foul on Ewell will be the first foul in this game. It comes with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. How do you know when you've got two really good teams going at it? Nobody fouls anybody. And here goes Govan checking out of the game. Number 2 will check in for Republic. They are inbounds the ball. Got it to Easton Pitts. He'll take it out between the circle. 31 on the shot clock. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. They're needing a bucket this trip. Keep it in single digits. They give the Cooper Clark. Cooper gives it to Decker. Decker down the corner to Prince. Prince bounces it down to Cooper Clark. Puts it up and in off the window. Cooper Clark cuts the lead back to 8 at 17-9. Minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Here's a long three for Republic. No good. Rebound taken by Parks. Got it to Haywood. Haywood fakes the three. Steps to the elbow, shoots a jumper, no good. Brandon Prince dives for the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Chance to get back within the 6 with a bucket. Got the Decker on the left side, down to Pitts on the baseline. Easton brings it outside to Clark, and now Prince on the right side of the free throw circle. They'll give it up to Harrington. He'll bounce it over to Pitts on the left side. Now to Decker, dumping it down to Harrington, tries to power it up. No good. Had a hand on the rebound. It was knocked away from him and saved from out of bounds by Republic. Nice play there by the young man who just checked in. We'll get his name for you in a second. Number 2 is Trenton Colton. Republic working the ball around the outside. Down to 19 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock. Here's Haywood out on top. Goes down the left side of the lane, spins into the lane, kicks it back outside, and over to Blades. Blades on top to Coleman. Now left side to Parks. Back to Haywood. Out of the corner. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Harrington for Thayer. Bobcats need a bucket here. Cut it to 6. Pitch with it. Out top. 27 on the shot clock. Game clock is 2 seconds behind, so Thayer will have to shoot here. Looks like they want to try and hold it for the final shot. Just leave Republic 2 seconds to go. Decker with it on the wing. Brings it around to Harrington. 15 on the game clock. 11 on the shot clock. Pitts makes away from the defense. Pulls up with a jumper. It's good. Easton Pitts. His first of the night. Makes it 17-11 with 4 seconds to go. Here's Haywood, races up the floor, lets it fly. It's no good. That's the end of our first quarter of play. Good quarter. Thayer Bobcats trail Republic by 6, 17-11. We'll be back with your second quarter from the Bolivar Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages. from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
15 to 11, our score. The Thayer Bobcats trail the Republic Tigers after one quarter of play. And Republic will open the second quarter with the basketball. They're back to their starters out there. In the lane goes Govan. He gives it up outside, dumps it off to Hagwood, and Hagwood hits the free throw line jumper. Hagwood with 8 points in the game. Remember, he had a good night last night with 24, including the 1,500th of his career. They're back on the offensive side. Got it to Prince. Goes down to the baseline on the dribble. He's in the corner of the print to a Pitts. Pitts gave it up and gets it right back. Down to 19 on the shot clock with Thayer. They go to Decker. Decker works away to the defense with a dribble. Reads it off to Prince on the left side wing. Back over to Pitts. 10 on the shot clock. Harrington holds it now. Goes to Cooper Clark at the elbow. 6 on the shot clock. Pitts will square up for a 3. It's long. No good. And the rebound taken by DJ Yule for Republic. Republic Tigers. Up by 8, trying to go back up by 10. Down in the corner with the ball is Coleman. Feeds it outside to Parks. Parks wraps it around to Hagwood. Hagwood makes the drive to the bucket, backs it back out, gives it to Govan. Govan now to Coleman. Trying to bounce it down low. No, got it back out to Govan. He goes to the elbow, steps inside the lane, and travel with the basketball. Fair Bobcats get a break on a Republic turnover. And the Fair Bobcats will inbound the ball down by 8, 19-11 with 6:45 to go in the half. Another substitution for Republic. Number 1, Ryder Davis checks into the game. And number 22, Devin Parks will check out. Thayer with the ball. Go to the high post to Cooper Clark. Dumps it off to Harrington in the lane. Elevates for the short jumper. It's good. Devin Harrington challenging C.J. Yule and has got the better of him. Now 6 points here in the first half for Devin. Thayer Bobcats back within 6. Republic working around the perimeter. Got it on top. Now to Hagwood, dumps it off to Govan. Govan back outside to Coleman for 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound, ball it around, and it's going to be taken by Govan. Or Coleman gives off to Hagwood. His 3-point shot is up and good. Brindley Hagwood now with 11 in the first half, his 3rd 3-pointer. He doesn't have the prettiest shot in the world, but boy, it goes in. Thayer Bobcats with the ball now down by 9. Needs a bucket here to stay close. They'll go left side to Pitts. Republic, we talked about it in the pregame show, a lot like Thayer, and that they're going to be right in your grill defensively all night. Here's Harrington with the ball out front for Thayer. Moves off the screen. He's on the right side to Pitts. Out on the wing. Easton is back to Harrington. Harrington trying to dribble drive. Gets cut off. Fires it at the buzzer. No, Clark for the rebound. Push it back up and in. Cooper Clark rebounded it. Right back up and in for Thayer and the Bobcats. Back to within 7. Here's a long 3 again by Hagwood. That one rattles in and out no good. Easton Pitts skies over everybody for the rebound. Thayer with a chance to get back to within 5 now with a bucket. They kick it out top. Pitts has got it out there between the circle. 5 minutes to go in the first half. 23 on the shot clock as Thayer gets set. They'll go out top to Decker. Decker moves it off the screen. Bounces it down to Clark. Coop making a move. Gets out to Pitts for a 3. That one no good. Hits the side of the backboard and goes out of bounds. Easton looking at his hand. I don't know if he's hurt it or what's going on. Here's a substitution for Thayer. Cooper Clark will come out of the game, get a little rest. And Riley White checks in for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats down 7 with 4:49 to go in the first half. Republic with the ball. They give it to Govan on the left side wing. He'll swing it around. And finally ends up in the hands of Govan. Govan out top to Hagwood. Hagwood in the corner. Long 3-point shot is no good. And a rebound. Harrington had it. C.J. Yule came over the back, almost knocked Harrington down, and they just give the ball back to Thayer. No foul call. Wow. I mean, Harrington almost got knocked down from behind. And they say it's not a contact sport. 4:20 to go, first half. Bayer down 7 with the ball. Hollis Decker on the left side feeds it out to pitch. Feaston moves off the screen back to Decker. Steps into a deep three. It's off the front rim. No good. Rebound on the floor and picked up by Republic. There come the Tigers. Hagwood up the left side. A little shake and bake. Crossover dribble. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it off. We get a whistle. We've got an offensive foul here. Yep. That'll be on number 4. That is Kieran Gubbin. He lowered the shoulder and ran right through the Bobcat defender. And that's a foul every time. Now, C.J. Ewell will go to the sideline for Republic. He'll get a little rest out there. Number 22 checks back in the ballgame, Davin Parks. Mayor Bobcats down by 7 with the ball. Bobcats have only scored 4 points in the first 4.5 minutes of this second quarter. Harrington with it on the wing. Gives Easton pitch. Easton comes out to the top. Back to Harrington. Harrington dumps it down inside to Riley White. Riley elevates for the shot. Shot it too hard. No good off the backboard. Rebound Republic. Here come the Tigers again. Govan gives it off to Blades, who shoots a long three. It's no good. Long rebound taken by Easton Pitts for Thayer. Bobcat still down by 7 with the ball. Got it to Harrington on the right side. Nice catch. Harrington moves down to the baseline. Pulls it up. Going in the lane to Decker. Decker wide open for the shot. Puts it up and it's good. Hollis Decker with 5 points in the first half. And Thayer back to within 5. 22-17. Closest the Bobcats have been in a while. They just keep battling and keep battling. Republic working the ball around the perimeter. Hagwood's got it on the right side looking to penetrate. Pulls up with a wild shot. No good. Rebound. Riley White for Thayer. Well, the Bobcats beginning to gain the edge in the middle, rebounding the basketball. They need to do that while Ewells is on the sideline. Thayer will walk it up. 25 on the shot clock. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Harrington in the corner for the Bobcats. Keeps it outside for Deckard. Deckard goes to the top of the key, gives it left to Pitts. Pitts has his pass deflected and goes out of bounds. Nice play there by Ryder Davis, number 1.